Hello and welcome to 2022 and Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we started out our broadcast with Shane Everett and I Surrender All. It's the music in our background. It's how I begin each day, allowing myself an opportunity to remember that surrender in all things. Today our practice begins the 2022 year. Still in the book of Romans, we're in chapter 11 with verses 7 through 10. What then? What Israel was seeking, it did not attain, but the elect attained it. The rest were hardened. As it is written, God gave them a spirit of deep sleep, eyes that should not see, and ears that should not hear, down to this very day. And David says, let their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a retribution for them. Let their eyes grow dim so that they may not see, and keep their backs bent forever. Well, if you hear my young grandson in the background today, it's Julian joining us early this morning. We're up recording with the heavens at 7, a little after 7. The years seem to keep flying by, amen? Meal after meal prepared in the enlightenment of salvation drives our senses to be always prepared, always seeking the lost, helping the lonely find their support, less languished by the efforts in Christ we practice each day. Yes, starting out the new year in His Word, finding His love, His faith, and His hope to bring about mercy. No matter the cause, no matter the anger or situations you find yourself in, take the cross of Jesus and begin the new year in Him, wanting nothing more in return, forgiving all in your way, by He who created the world and redeems all of humanity by His blood. Our surrender establishes peace on earth from our prayers created in the proclamation we live to help bring more souls to His kingdom, knowing life eternal is real. Where our charity in Him revealed, living God first, then Jesus. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know You died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud. We hope 2022 is a year of reconciliation between Alexandra and Alan and myself. We pray for our older children, Gabriel, Julian, and Jeffrey. And our grandchildren, you heard Julian in the background this morning. We have Oliver and Elliot that we pray for each day. We pray for the dying as we do. We hope that their last breath is in the name of Jesus. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Romans 11. We're in verses 7 through 10. It's a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It ends up to be a try and a quad ending. Its title, it actually has almost 5 word lines in the beginning. Its title is Blind Retribution, Selfishness Prepared. Attain not seeking Israel's vain, hardened most, it attained by the elect. Written it is to abstain, sleep deep, spirit given to inspect. See not eyes, hear not ears, day now relies, saying David fears. Trap and snare theirs, own table, block stumbling, blind retribution, selfishness prepared, forever bending backs, grumbling. Should have believed in the Messiah a long time ago. He came as a Jew and prepared a Davidic rule that had been spoken about to your own people for years and years and years. May one day you come to understand this in all things. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's January 1st, 2022. Ha ha! Recording this morning at 7:11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. What do you call your grandma? We call her Mamita. Can you say God bless you, Mamita? Mamita. Mamita, we love you. Have an awesome day in Christ Jesus and a new year filled with hope, faith, and love of Jesus. Amen. We're still praying for our good friend John, who's hopefully closing out some COVID issues. We pray that he gets better. And we pray all of this in the name of Jesus as we begin to close our broadcast today at 7:11 in the name of Jesus. That's 7 minutes and 11 seconds we always mention each day that Jesus takes us to a point where we like to pray. We pray with all of you in the name of Jesus. Each and every day. Thank you for joining us in the name of Jesus. That's what Universal Utterings would like to say. God bless you. Thanks for joining us. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.